I've been photographing people with HIV and AIDS and the AIDS crisis for quite a few years at that point, from about 1986 on. And this was in 1993, and I was the photo editor at the Village Voice at that time, and a call came into the photo desk letting me know that this person's funeral, and his name was John Greenberg, who was an AIDS activist, that his funeral was going to be used as a political demonstration. And James Baggett, who's the man who's prominently figured on the right-hand side in that picture with the long hair and the beard, James, who was a friend of Jonathan's as well as another activist, you see that clenched sort of jaw he has, that tilt to the of the casket, where it all seems like the burden is landing on James's shoulder more than everybody else's, those sort of beautiful but sad dusty roses hanging over the top of it. And so there was a real sort of, again, very somber moment to it, very sad moment. But James's face in my mind also really embodied that kind of determination of so many of the great AIDS activists, that they weren't going to give up, they weren't going to quit, and they were going to keep working on this until, you know, somebody hopefully finally would take notice.